So we've been getting responses from all of you about reinventing the banks, how to keep your cash in banks. We want to keep that conversation going. We were talking about it earlier this week. If banks are supposed to prop us up in financial times, how can we recreate them to make them better? What's your ideal bank? Guru Karm posts, no fees. Now, there's an idea. More helping customers on a case-by-case basis instead of, this is the rule, I can't do anything to change it, no, I don't want to help you kind of idea. Yes, I'm asking for a George Bailey kind of world. Impossible. Sigh.
I hope that's not impossible. That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Leslie had this suggestion. Open every day with extended evening hours. I think
that would be
work.
Very nice.
There are banks that do that, though. Peter says, I have a local bank that I use for my checking, savings, etc., but I also have many other banks deciding my fate. These shadow banks are where most of our money is going and where most of the problems were propagated, so an ideal bank would be able to aggregate all of my accounts and put them in front of me.
Yeah.
James writes, no more fractional lending style banking, no more outrageous NSF fees.
Well, you have to opt in for the NSF fees now. You have to say that, you know, you'll pay those fees rather than just refusing the check.
NSF, that's not the National Science Foundation. What's NSF?
When you don't have enough money to cover what you
need. Oh, insufficient funds. Yes, yeah. There we go. Yes, I know that foundation. We got a text from a listener who first sent the word take to 69866. If money is ultimately fiduciary and whose source is the Federal Reserve for all banks, withdrawal fees at any ATM should be eliminated. I love that.
That's a really smart idea.
You know how to reach us. 877-8MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Maybe that listener should open our bank.
Yeah. Host the show. Take some time off.
There you go.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.